You guys saw it right there on the screen through the producer's eyes. This is where we get the opportunity to look at what's the spin, what's being sold, but then what's the other side of it? What's the thing behind the thing? And you kind of get a trained eye for noticing things when you're in certain professions. If you're a contractor, true, you're a landscaper, you sort of walk into a restaurant, you notice things that
Well, your brother comes over to our house. We have not the house that we're in now, but the first house we ever purchased. And
so proud of it.
Yeah, we were so proud. We were so excited. His brother had been a painter in the past. He walks in, he's like, you got paint right there.
Oh, there's a drip. There's
a drip right there. And I was like, what the heck? Just don't do that. Then all I could ever see was that.
But he was trained to do that. He was trained, when workers were finished before the before they came to pay, he had to find every flaw. And all he saw with flaws. And that's, I'm like, this is my house. I kind of enjoy
it. Point out the flaws in
my house. After the second room, I'm like, just kind of keep some of that to yourself and just enjoy this process. But you get an eye trained and you detect things in 1 second. You know exactly what's going on. If you're a interrogator, if you're whatever, you develop an eye for it. And then here we get to go through the news with somebody who was a former Fox News producer, Major League Baseball, Newsmax, has kind of been inside the meeting rooms of these places and learned, this is how they're trying to spin this. And now she's completely unchained with her own show, Miss Brianna Morillo.
Yay! I love it, guys. Thank you, David and Stacey. Always a pleasure to be here.
Oh, welcome. You know, as we go through your Twitter, I'm always like, that was such a great way of saying it, because you do have you're seeing it from one aspect, but then the way that you will come with sarcasm is always so good. I love that about
your
Twitter.
You flip it. You're like, yeah, but why this? Yep. This is why that's three moves ahead. That's why this is being said the way that it's said. And you kind of, you sort of say the quiet parts out loud in the lines between the lines that aren't written, but then once you say it, you're like, that's exactly what those scoundrels are doing. So we love breaking this down with you.
Yeah, well, thank you, guys. I try to make everyone think. You can't just, hear someone say something and kind of just take it for what it's worth. You got to think about what the message behind the message is. And I hope that's what everyone does when they're looking at my page, of course.
You're crushing it every single night on Rumble, lots of other platforms as well.
With your own show, The Brianna Morillo Show.
And you're getting pushback. You're getting grief from YouTube and others. I know they're giving you a little, speaking of Major League Baseball, strike.
But
I'm thankful that you have X, you got Rumble, you got places where you can talk about the things that nobody wants you to talk about. The Republicans don't want you to talk about, the Democrats don't want you to talk about, the medical establishment don't want you talking about. And you shine lights on the craziest stuff. So I encourage everybody to go to BriannaMorillo.com. That's how you can follow her on X. That's kind of the main feed going on a daily basis. Then every night a show with the best whistleblowers, the best FBI background, the best people, the ones that are actually in the fray. Some of them are household names and some aren't, but when you hear them, you're like, that's the actual person that you'd want to hear from on this issue. And that's what you do every single night. So let's jump in these tweets.
Yes, let's go to the first one, which when I saw this, I'm like, we are definitely seeing this. But as we get closer and closer to November, expect the lawfare to ramp up. The Biden regime is preparing to weaponize every tool at its disposal against conservatives. Man, we're already seeing it, but what are you kind of expecting? Because we're going to be, 213 days from the 2024 election. What are you seeing?
Yeah, so I'm hearing from sources that they're going to start this big discrediting campaign against conservative social media influencers, and it's going to be just targeting them and trying to discredit their backgrounds. And it's meant to kind of have voters questioning these folks and questioning their intentions behind putting out certain tweets. Because as many of us know, when October comes around, you get all those October surprises. And it's usually those people who aren't controlled by the corporate media who are the ones who are going to be dropping the biggest bombs possible. And so what you're going to see is that a lot of sources are going to rely on social media conservative influencers, I should say. And they're going to do so by dropping it with them because, you guys know, when I was over at Fox, we were censored. There's not everything you can talk about. Mm-hmm. We saw it during the Hunter Biden laptop story when that came out, even though Fox punted it, the New York Post picked it up. But it was punted by other organizations and other individuals too. So what they're going to try to do is try to discredit those who are going to be the ones throwing their necks out there and putting out this critical information before the election comes out. And so everyone just needs to be on high alert. If you see a story, it seems strange, it doesn't seem like the person you've been following for quite some time, just think about it. But don't jump to any conclusions, I'd say.
Let's jump into an FBI agent. FBI agents are confronting Americans about their social media posts. I mean, if you were to go back any point in history and say, the FBI is coming against you for stating your opinion.
That's crazy.
In America, that's what you would see in other countries. I'm not going to break it down. Let's stick with your tweet. So what should you do if the FBI comes knocking on your front door? I asked FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin, and here is what he had to say.
All right, so that's part of your show. Can you give our listeners something, and then we'll send them back to your show to watch it? But because I know that this is a concern for people.
Yeah, this is a great concern for people, and it should be. I mean, we just keep seeing all these videos popping up of the FBI knocking on folks' doors, and it's people that you and I probably don't even agree with. There was one person who was a pro-Palestine, Palestinian protester, and she received a knock on the door by the FBI, and it just, it's ongoing. They're knocking on people's doors to go over their social media posts. And so I asked just simply Kyle Serafin when we were talking about another story just a couple of days before, what should people do if the FBI comes knocking at their door? And he said it simple. Don't answer, like don't talk to them. Just tell them you'll get a lawyer, put a business card under the door or under my mat, and I'll have an attorney reach out to you and you could go over your questions with a lawyer. Create distance and time. And that was his big space with that. Because if the FBI comes knocking your door, they're not here to help you. They're here to go after you. And they're going to tell you, oh, no, we just have a couple of questions just about your social media posts. But again, folks, they're not knocking on your door because they want to actually have a conversation with you. They're knocking on your door because there's potentially a criminal investigation involved, or they want to see if there should be a criminal investigation involved. And so they're trying to poke holes and see if they can come after you. So don't really speak to them. Be polite. Don't be rude. Just say, hey, listen, drop a business card under my mat. Drop a business card by my door. I'll have an attorney reach out to you guys. Thank you.
You showed all those clips of Ring doorbell footage of the FBI at people's doors. This isn't like they're going to start doing this. They're doing it. They're doing it. And they, you know, if you see President of the United States kicked off a social media platform and you see him being attacked with indictments that are so goofy and silly, but all tend to be falling away, they just keep making that net bigger and bigger. And the point is they're going to come across and try to smash anything that disagrees with their narrative. And so it's like, hey, you have freedom of speech as long as you say what agrees with Joe Biden.
And that's the big part here. I think so many Americans are upset with because, again, they're going after people who are just speaking freely. And again, you have a constitutional right to be able to do so. And so Americans just have to be aware of what's going on right now in our country. Just be aware of the environment.
It's so important. I want to move on to the whole thing that happened on Easter on Sunday with the White House. So the White House came out with, and Owen Schroyer had tweeted it, and then you came back with some stuff. But it says, now, therefore, Joseph Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. He came out with an Owen was the Biden White House has released a statement proclaiming that tomorrow, Easter Sunday, is now Transgender Visibility Day. And you said, we're done with their fictional genders and holidays. We reject their push to normalize mental illness.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? I mean, they're literally doing this right in the open. They're doing it on holidays that Christians, you know, are celebrating. And it's intentional, right? They're sitting there saying, oh, no, this has been a holiday for years. I don't believe it. None of us care. You guys have 145 holidays out of the year for the alphabet community. We don't have to keep doing this anymore. Yeah, it's insane. I mean, there's a long list of all these holidays, and it just there's no reason for it. You want to be accepted. You want people to view you as normal. Well, then number one, act normal, right? If you're going to pretend to be a woman, at least be look like a woman. If you're going to pretend to be somebody who should be respected, then look respectable. And they just choose not to do so. We have to accept them for their circus, and we have to normalize it. And it's just not something that any of us should be partaking in anymore. I know a lot of us tend to softball it, and we just don't want to call it out, but they're freaks, and there's no other way to just describe it. We look at the people in the Biden administration who pop up and they're the first transgender, whatever it is. And they aren't normal looking people. They do look like people who are mentally unwell, and they're shoving it down our throats like we have to accept it. I mean, I'm sure you guys remember that biological man who went onto the White House lawn and was topless and was so thrilled about it. I mean, that's something. If you want to be a respectable person and you want people to accept you for who you are, that's not how you act. I mean, here as women, we know that we can never act like that, because if we ever did that on the White House lawn, we'd be in handcuffs. We'd be in handcuffs. And so they want to pretend like this is normal. It's not. It's disgusting. Nobody wants to see it. And we're just done with it. So we either have to ignore it, or we just get really, really mean and push back on them.
Man, that's just a good point.
I'll go to this, but let me ask, what's everybody's heard of this, and we haven't really said anything new on this. Why? I guess a lot of people are frustrated. Why would they do this? Mm-hmm. Okay. Why would you potentially on the most important religious holiday of the year, celebrating the resurrection of what 80% probably of the country would consider their deity? Why would you risk isolating that 80% for this less than 1%? Or whatever number is for the trans community. There's the trans influencer there that went topless on the White House lawn is fine. You and Stacey did that. Like you said, you'd be in handcuffs.
No doubt about it.
So, but what's the move on Biden's part? You can say, well, he's ignorant, didn't really know what's going on. I don't know. He seems pretty aware of what's happening. What's the political strategy for this? Are they so far above it? They're like, hey, we got this election figured out no matter what. So we don't really care. Like what's the win for him?
Yeah, I would say that's part of it. And I'd also say that these are just the people who are working around Joe are godless people, and they don't care if you know about it. They don't care anymore. They're okay with the world finding out that they are godless and that they don't see, they fear nothing. They know that there's no punishment right now with the Department of Justice going after any of these people. They know there's no punishment right now with the voters because they can steal the elections. Yeah. So there's really no consequences for their actions, and they don't care. They do it to tick off people of faith, and they don't care. I mean, this was all in the same week. I mean, they pissed off Catholics, Christians, Muslims.
Yep.
The only group that they didn't piss off that week were the Jews. I'm pretty sure that's coming soon, honestly. Mm-hmm. And they just keep going after people. And it's just like, how much more of this are you going to continue to take and allow this administration to go after your religious beliefs and just pretend like they don't matter? And we have to sit here and pretend like their sexuality now overtakes your religious beliefs and that we can't speak out against any of this. I don't care what religion you are at this point. Your religion matters. We should not be sitting here and putting these freak show holidays on your religious holidays. And that's just it. I mean, there's just no other way to see it for me. I just feel like this is becoming absolutely ridiculous and not enough people are speaking out on it. I think actually I was really disappointed because Maria Bartiromo had somebody on, a politician on her show, and sorry, as a congressman, I'm just trying to remember his name. I see his face. And he was pretty much saying that these people are mentally ill, and Maria like cut him off and said, I don't know anything about mental illness. But she's afraid to tell you what it is.
Is there a chance, though, because I'm like, they obviously want chaos, mm-hmm. and they want division in the country.
To do that.
I don't see it as a win for the mm-hmm. trans community, because if you're in an office or something now, and it's like that happened over Easter holiday, and you got this guy over here in cubicle 4 with a beard and a dress that you kind of put up with, I don't know that you're like are necessarily endeared towards that person mm-hmm. more because of it. If anything, there's probably more
animosity
mm-hmm. and division. So it kind of creates that. But it kind of seems to me a little more like, okay, if we can get everybody infighting about this, then there's mm-hmm. less conversation about the oil reserves, less conversation mm-hmm. about the Afghan withdrawal or what we're doing here or more money to Ukraine. Like it seems like it's not embracing anyone to them. It creates more Americans against Americans. At the end of the day.
I think, David, you're spot on. I think it's just meant to be divisive intentionally as well. Yeah, there's just so many angles from it. It just doesn't make any sense on why they keep pushing this. But I think you hit it spot on with that. It's Barack Obama was divisive. Joe Biden's even more divisive. Yeah. And I think they're just going to keep amplifying that because they do want us to have
divisive on steroids.
They do want to get violent.
Yeah. If you have five children, at the end of dinner, you'd be like, Larry here's my favorite. You don't have to do dishes. The other four do all of them.
Right. That's not going to go over well.
Like when you run your family that way, mm-hmm. the kids are going to hate each other. Mm-hmm.
We saw it in the Bible. Look what happened to Joseph, man. They threw him in a pit and tried to kill him.
Yeah, it doesn't work. And, mm-hmm. It's multicolored there. All right. Let's go on to this one here based on what you said a minute ago.
The last tweet that we had on there. I want to play this video for everyone. It's this woman complains that she can't find a man. What are your thoughts? And then you respond to it. But I want to make sure that the Flyover family sees this video.
Sorry, guys.
How are you, Hernan? Like, you have a beard. Mm. No one's going to date you, Hernan. You have a beard. No one's going to be your boyfriend, Hernan. You have a beard. You are not a preference to a lot of men. And then I'll get, really feminine men message me, but that's not who I'm attracted to, mm-hmm. Hernan. I like really masculine men because I am very soft. I'm so different to what you see. Like on TV, on TV.
I've never seen you on TV.
Generally, you'll see, oh, she's strong, she's, what she's talking about is very powerful, whatever people say. But then at home, I'm very quiet. You know, I'm very feminine. I'm very soft. People don't get to see that side of me, you know? But no, it has been difficult. Where I wanted to be married and have kids, I would never be a single mom. That's not what I've ever wanted.
Wow. Right. Okay.
What are your top three dating tips for her to find a guy besides shaving?
Don't have a beard. I love the quiet like music. Like you're supposed to feel bad for the person. Sad music. Just be a normal human being. I mean, there's no masculine men who are going to look at that and say, oh, that's a hot female. Mm-hmm. It's just unrealistic, right? And when you're growing up, your beard to be that extensive, I guess, I don't even know how to say it. You're looking for attention. You are looking for people to sit there and say that you look like a freak. But I think this just highlights, you know, people like Owen Schroyer have really tough competition these days when it comes to the beards. And she's coming for his beard title, man. I mean, it's just so bad.
What were the responses that you got? Did you get responses under there? What were people saying?
Everyone's grossed out. There's no other way to...
Yeah, it was just, it's so...
And this isn't to isolate one person and pick on them. This isn't somebody who, oh, this isn't an attractive woman and let's make fun of her. It is a mental illness that it's shoved in front of you. Yep. And it's like, if you don't think she's sexy, then you're the problem. Mm-hmm. Then if you're a straight white man and you're not physically attracted to her, then something's wrong with you. You're a transphobe, mm-hmm. you know? I just think that eventually we're just going to have to say... No mas, you know, and just like call this out, which, you know, I don't know if we'll get hate on this or not, but it's just not right.
Enough is enough. I'm just so tired of this. Obviously, that's not natural for a woman to have a beard that extensive with while being a woman. It's just none of this makes any sense when you actually think about it. Mm-hmm. So I choose not to go that much in depth with these people because it's just, it will hurt your head if you keep thinking about what they're actually trying to say. They do this with obesity, right? They try to normalize obesity, try to say that as a man, if you're not attracted to a woman who's overweight, that you're the problem, not her. And no, it's actually, she's the problem because she should be in shape. She should be healthy. And it's just, they just keep doing this. I don't hate on anyone. If that's not your type, that's not your type. If it's your type, all right, good luck out there. But it's not for everyone. And it just hurts your head when you have to think about all these things.
Yeah, I think the normalizing part, that is a major part of that for sure. No doubt about it. Now let's talk about a beautiful woman. From Easter, Melania Trump. I want to play this video here. She's coming out from a brunch, Easter brunch at Mar-a-Lago. And you said, I don't care what your politics are. We've literally never had a prettier first lady. Check this out. She is a beautiful first lady. I can't believe how big Barron is.
Yeah.
I know. He's bigger than Trump.
I know.
It's interesting, though, that like how much Jill Biden celebrated, Michelle Obama celebrated on all of the covers of these fashion magazines. Melania Trump, goose egg.
She's a legitimate model.
Goose egg. It's not a matter of like beauty is subjective and all this.
I'm just saying she's been on a lot of magazine covers, and for her never to be on a magazine cover as first lady is crazy.
That means it's all political.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And she's stunning. I mean, she walks into the room and she's drop dead gorgeous. And people just don't want to admit that. See, even in the comments, there was so much hate going on for her in my comments for this one. I don't get it. We really don't see a beautiful woman celebrated these days. We have to put them down and pick them apart all the time. So I'm okay with celebrating somebody who has class and dresses really. I mean, I love her outfits. I'd rate her class in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And then her son, by the way, her son looks like the time machine. If you go back to the 90s with President Trump, I mean, he's identical to him. It's pretty crazy. It's actually, it's
there's
like a
no DNA, you know, test needed
no,
there.
No question on that.
And you are his daddy. No, we know. you can look at him and see it. It's interesting. Remember that when she went to Egypt?
Oh, yeah.
And for the pyramid, definitely she wore the hat and stuff. It's like,
yeah, the tan suit. I know exactly what she was wearing.
Like, I wasn't alive during this era when you know, Jackie and you know, the Kennedys were in there, but like this whole like Camelot, you know, vibe they had. It was a cool era. Those guys looked amazing, regardless where you were politically or what you thought of them. That was a cool looking era. We've not had that since the Kennedys until
Melania came
until Melania came along. So it's I don't know. It should have been something we celebrated.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
There. Look at it. It's just
there. Yep. Just beautiful.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Yep.
Gorgeous.
So classy. Yeah, I would raid her closet in a second. No doubt about it.
Yes. Well, I would too.
And so would the FBI.
That's true.
They did.
She's had her closet raided.
Yes. Yes. All right, so you said we're on the verge of losing our country because a bunch of cowards ended up in leadership. If you're too afraid to stick your neck out, resign. So true. Yeah. All right, what was going on that made you say that?
We're looking at Speaker Mike Johnson talk about funding Ukraine and giving them billions of dollars to help fund their war. And at this point, enough is enough. I think most Americans, I think we're at 70% of Americans, the last poll I saw, actually want Ukraine to come to the table now and speak and do peace talks and speak with Russia and negotiate a way to end this war, because it's becoming ridiculous now. But the fact that the American people have to continue to fund it while we could barely afford to survive is just, it's just disgraceful. We're printing money when we don't have the money to actually be printing it. Like, we don't have the backing behind it. And they just keep printing and printing and printing. And right now, so many Americans are stressed out, rightfully so. We're even talking about potentially gas prices being through the roof again this summer. And well, we're seriously having a speaker, a Republican speaker, somebody who says and claims he's conservative, sit there and talk about giving more money to other countries. And then you had Marjorie Taylor Greene also just yesterday. There was a clip of her on Tucker Carlson come out and say the congresswoman was saying that she thinks that he's being blackmailed. And I'd have to say that that looks like the case. If you follow his background, he's a constitutional attorney. He claims to be a conservative. He claims to see the country, the policies, everything through the lens of the Bible is what he's always described it as. And then he just has had the most off time as speaker. It's concerning, but it makes sense to say that he's being blackmailed, because we hear that story quite often about politicians being blackmailed. And so it has me scratching my head. But also, MTG has been a powerhouse for going after Congressman Michael Gallagher, who, again, still has not resigned. And he's waiting until the final day when he cannot be replaced before November to step down from his role. And that should be a priority for Republicans to expel him. But it's not. And they're going to allow them to hand over the majority to Democrats shortly.
It's interesting. I was on the phone a little bit earlier today with basically like an election, you know, consultant. Put it that way. We were talking about Mike Johnson. He said he is in communication with people in his district in Louisiana. And they said it's baffling because he has a very clear stance he's always taken. And there's this immediate divergence from that over these last 5 months when he got that role. And this last round of funding. I mean, we're talking about full-term abortion support, financial for a guy that's a pro-life Christian, like on and on and on. And what he's doing right now, he is in much deeper communications with Zelensky directly, has access to him, with the Democratic establishment, and people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and others who are in his own party can't get a hold of him, can't get answers, can't pin him down on things. And it's like, it'd be like all of a sudden if I'm like, I don't like grilling anymore. I'm going to start just eating vegetables. Like, I don't like
meat. Where'd David go?
I can't. Dogs gross me out. I don't want to be around dogs. You'd be like,
something happened.
What happened to David? Like, there's this dramatic shift in the moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not accusing him of something, but it's almost like somebody's like, is there somebody to side with a gun to his head? And he's like, this is what I want to vote for. Like, it does not match his history. And that's a weird thing because it's like they're trying to lose.
Well, that's the problem here. They're literally forfeiting the majority, and they're allowing all these people to step down. And then you have the speaker who's supposed to hold the line. He's not doing it. You know, someone made a great point too on my show, John Zdrosny, that, you know, this might be the argument that's used in the future for electing conservative speakers, because, well, Mike Johnson gave in for everything. So it doesn't matter if you have a conservative or if you have a moderate speaking on behalf of the Republican Party in the House. So again, it's just, you're sitting here scratching your head, wondering what's going on with this man. And, you know, Sean Hannity tried getting him to answer what was going on and try to get some answers from him, but he kind of fed Sean Hannity a word salad too. So I don't know. It's just, it's not what you want to see from a conservative speaker who claims to be America first.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. It would be very hard for somebody to break it down and illustrate the differences between his position and what we had previously with Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's no gap between Mike Johnson and Nancy Pelosi at this point. You can interchange them and we would have the exact same result. And that's an odd thing.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, no, it is odd. Remember, he's supposed to release the J6 footage. He hasn't released all of it, and he wanted to blur out faces of the people who were in the Capitol that day. And he said it was for the J6 defendants is what he was looking to do it for. But that's not the case. He's looking to hide the informants who were there that day. So, again, it's just more disappointment from Speaker Johnson.
Man, well, we really need to pray for him. Flavor Family, go to BriannaMarillo.com. BriannaMarillo.com. Make sure you're following her on X as well as watching her show on a nightly basis on Rumble, the BriannaMarilloShow.com.
It is must watch.
It is excellent. Brianna, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Hey, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
30 minutes
for the rest of our lives!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry. I was hungry. You gotta be hungry.
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark, an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
Before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast, and he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there's an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo De La Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to ThriveTimeShow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left. Like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 why they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well. So we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to ThriveTimeShow.com to get your tickets. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.